Wonderful Wafakak, wonderful Wafakak, it's wonderful Wafakak to you.
To me.
Oh, the children are screaming and the dogs are barfing and everybody wonders what time it is. It's time for wonderful Wafakak. So get your clothes and throw them in the dryer.
Perfect.
It's a weird song, but I memorized it just for you.
Thanks. You serenaded me. it's day 16, and we're going to open another door.
Do you remember anything about last night?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. My head hurts a little bit. I know that.
Thanks to the work of the Roofie Board of Canada, I remember nothing.
I remember that was what was supposed to happen, so I'm fairly certain I was roofied. I don't know who did it or how, but I'm guessing I had a lot of fun because I have like handprints of paint all over the house, and like there are vases that are smashed, and I don't even own vases. And like, oh yeah, it's the place is just a mess.
I woke up surrounded by double deckers and fingers of foot.
That's just a regular morning for you.
So, should we open day 16?
This looks like a hairy door, like a door literally made out of hair.
It's an organic door that was grown in a lab.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. I'm going to open the.
I'm not touching that. You go. Yeah, you do. Oh, God, the sound. No. Oh.
Let's never speak of this door again. So I'm about to try some French. So to warn everyone, especially
my favorite
passionate French speakers, La Fête de Roi.
What?
La Fête de Roi. Ra. Ra.
Okay. So
it means party of the king. And it's celebrated in Quebec, and it marks the end of the Christmas season, the Party of the King.
Okay. The Party of the King? We don't have a king.
It's not just celebrated. I mean, the king is Jesus. It's Christmas.
Oh, the king of Christmas.
The king of Christmas. Jesus, the famous king of Christmas. With his eight wives. It's also celebrated in Latin America, Europe, Spain, and Portugal. But it kind of started the way that it's celebrated in Quebec is much more influenced by the French tradition. And what it means is that the French tradition is a thing called the king's cake. So
like a urinal cake?
No, like a edible cake. I mean, you can eat urinal cake, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, you can eat anything once.
Please don't. So so the special cake is made, and there's hidden inside is a small bean in the cake.
Okay.
So whoever gets the slice of the cake with the bean hidden inside.
To God, this sounds like another Wafakak night.
This is a real tradition. Then you're named the king or queen for the day. You're treated like a king or a queen for the day because bean in your cake.
In the family, in a village, in the city, like in an entire festival?
Within the household, I think.
Okay, so someone makes a cake, and in that cake, they stick a bean. Like, what kind of bean?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Baker's choice.
Just a bean. And if someone eats that, gets that bean. Like, you're just sitting there eating a slice of delicious vanilla cake, and then you chomp down on, like...
A baked bean?
A baked bean. And, like, oh, this is disgusting. But, oh, boy, I'm the king. And they give you a crown as you spit it into a bucket, and then everyone treats you like royalty for the day? There's no fucking way you're not making this up.
Instead of every cloud have a silver lining, every cake has a king's bean.
There's no fucking way you're not making this up.
I'm not making this up, I promise.
This is a tradition in Quebec.
Yes, and it's a tradition in lots of places around the world.
What?
I think it's it seems to be places that have also been influenced by the Catholic Church. It seems to be a tradition from that, I believe. So, but there are also rules. So when serving portions...
This is getting better and better. What the fuck?
When serving portions, it's usually the youngest child The youngest child able to do so is responsible for determining which guest will receive each piece of cake. For the sake of justice, the child will
sit... For the sake of justice!
The child will sit under the table.
What?
And designate each time a person is... So they can only see their legs.
What the fuck?
And then the guest...
It's just like, what, just like a plate with a slice of cake and a hand just comes out from underneath the table. Up in front of you. So you, right, you thank you, child.
You randomize it with a young child under the table. So
there's then, no. What the then, fuck?
And then the guest who ends up with a bean is crowned king or queen for the day. And then, unfortunately for the king or queen, the following year they have to provide the cake. That's the deal.
This is made up. I mean, I guess everything's made up. But like,
if you're from Quebec and you've or anywhere else in the world and you've celebrated this.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. What is it called?
La Fête de Roi. Roi? Roy? Royce? if you're from Quebec and you've celebrated, let us know, because Jesse thinks I've made it up.
It sounds... Where does it even come from? Where? What?
Like, it's pretty different. Lots of people celebrate it.
Why?
Because it's a tradition. Why does anyone do anything?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fucking weird. It's cool. All right. So, like, do they? What's the crown made out of? What do they? How do they treat the royalty? Like, what do they do?
I don't think there's a crown. There's just a cake with a mystery bean inside.
And then whoever eats the bean, you said, gets crowned.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming if you're getting crowned, there's a crown.
No, it's just a bean. Maybe they do.
And then they, like, the person who's like treated like royalty, they get to like sit in the comfy chair all night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or they don't have to pour their own beer. Someone brings them beer, and maybe they, I don't know, maybe they get to...
They get a second piece of cake.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And yeah.
Maybe invade a rival kingdom.
Yeah, you took it to another level, but sure, yeah, that's that can work. Yep,
exactly. So anyway, so what night is it tonight, Jesse?
Tonight is night 16, the night of all of the clothes.
Yes,
you have to wear all of your clothes. It's that
all
simple.
Of your clothes.
It's
an uncomfortable night, but a necessary one.
It's to remind you and everyone around you that hey, it's cold out. You have to put all your clothes on and then get in the bath.
Exactly.
And then see how difficult it is to get out. And if you do, exactly. Then if you manage to get out of the tub, you spin around as fast as you can.
To dry off your clothes.
To dry off your clothes. All of your clothes. All of your wet clothes.
Yeah. Like, exactly. I mean, it sounds bizarre, but we are talking about a hidden bean in a cake. That makes you king.
If you're king tonight, you don't have to put on all your clothes.
No, exactly. Exactly. Instead of the sword in the stone, is the bean in the cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
So weird, man. So weird.
So thanks, patrons. We're so glad. No, this is a free one. This is a free episode.
There you go. Fucking up already, Reese. Yeah, Jesus.
There we go. So if you saw how nicely I spoke to the patrons, if you're part of that club, you get that all the time. You're not. So go to our Patreon and sign up and support us.
Yeah. patreon.com/ Canadian politics is boring. Actually, I don't know if it's a slash or not. Just search
premium content.
Yeah, there's like all kinds of good shit in there.
There we go. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So good. Wonderful Wolfuck Cack. We'll see you soon.
Wonderful Wolfuck Cack, everybody. See you soon.
Bye.